The Director of Public Relations of the Ghana Armed Forces, Colonel Imbawini Antintunde, has assured the public that the recruitment process for new personnel is fair, transparent, and devoid of political influence. He said what the armed forces need are people who are competent and fit to serve their country. Colonel Antintunde spoke to Jonathan Thompson.
We have been recruiting people all over the years. There's nothing new.
But there are days that you announce that you are recruiting staff. When did this start?
We have just published the advertisement in the newspapers. Today you have it in Times, tomorrow you have it in Graphic, announcing that those who are interested in becoming military officers can take advantage of the advertisement and apply as directed for recruitment or enlistment into the Ghana Armed Forces.
Has anything changed from the previous recruitment?
The recruitment has always been transparent. It has always been fair. It has always been professionally done. And we have always prided ourselves at recruiting what we would consider the best for the Ghana Armed Forces. That is those who have that commitment and zeal to fight for this country and to die for this country. That's not to say that other people in other spheres are not willing to die for this country. But the point is that we need capable soldiers and officers who will man or be in the Ghana Armed Forces. And so the recruitment over the years has always tended to achieve these.
Can you confirm that in the past there hasn't been any kind of controversy concerning recruitment process?
As you may be aware, there have been some instances where some people have tended to question the recruitment process, and probably you may be aware that people are talking about foot soldiers and whatever, and I want to assure the public that we don't have those things in the armed forces. At least we are very clear that it doesn't matter where you come from, it doesn't matter what color you belong to, it doesn't matter who you are. We need capable people to be in the Ghana Armed Forces, and that's the direction of the recruitment process.
Is it devoid of any political influence?
I don't know what you mean by political influence, except that if you clarify that, I know exactly how to put that. But I think that, as I said earlier on, we are not interested in who is coming from where and who has what. We are interested in how capable and how confident and how fitting you are to be in the Ghana Armed Forces. And so we want to assure the public that, yes, there will be no political influence or what we call political influence in the recruitment process. We are looking for those people that we think that are capable of being in the Ghana Armed Forces by our standards, and that is it.
Is there a limit to the number that you're taking this time around?
Based on the facilities that we have, we can't take beyond a certain number. And so even if you want to take 10,000, you can't take 10,000 because you don't have the facilities to train 10,000. In any case, we would normally take between 100 and something for officers and 1,200 for soldiers. So basically, our numbers are determined by the facilities that we have.
Director of Public Relations at the Ghana Armed Forces, Colonel Imbawini Antintunde, in that interview with Jonathan Thompson.